He hideth my soul. Proverbs 22, and let's look at verse 3 and verse 4. Proverbs 22. A prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. By humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this precious word of God. Father, how we rejoice in it, truly being, Lord, that lamp and light unto our feet and unto our path. Father, we are so glad for the great revelation of truth. We're so glad, Lord, we do not walk blindly. We do not walk in darkness. Yet, Father, Thou has unfolded for us the great revelation of all things, of the beginning and end of days, of the unseen aspects of our own life and the life of others, and Thou hast revealed to us the spiritual world and the dangers that lie, and Lord, the things that we have not seen or known or understood. We're so thankful, God, that You have spoken to us and communicated these things to us by the living Word of God. Father, we come tonight asking You for the presence and power of Your Spirit that You'd teach us and give us that instruction, Lord, that we might be wise and prudent. Lord, as we live out these days, and to know, Lord, Thy refuge for us, that we truly have security in our God. Bless us now and help us, Father. We'll thank You in Jesus' name. Amen. God did not give us the natural or physical ability to see the future. And for that, we sometimes said, I'd like to, but then oftentimes we said, no, well, I'd rather not. As I think about life, I think about good days, I think about bad days, I think about great events, and I think about crisis. And I tell you, I don't know that we could stand it if I knew next week I was going to have one. And so I'm kind of thankful God didn't give us that ability. However, I don't want to walk in darkness. I don't want to be unaware of dangers and things that will come. And so though God did not give us that ability, He did give us providence and prudence. I want you to consider that with me in the message tonight. He did give us providence and prudence. Let's notice first of all the word prudent. The Bible says, a prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself. The root of that word prudent means to make bare. It means to expose the underlying truth. I would liken it probably to what we refer to as an X-ray. You remember, we all back in the day thought about Superman's X-ray vision. And able to see through walls and know what was going on the other side. And here the idea of the word prudent here in our scripture really is to be able to discern that which is good or bad by looking and considering carefully, and as we said in the root of it, to make bare, to expose it. And so this is a description of the prudent man. The prudent man, he looks behind himself and he looks around himself and he looks before and begins to estimate the cause and the effect, or the good and the evil. The Bible reads in Proverbs 14:15, the simple believeth every word, but the prudent man looketh well to his going. A prudent man stops and gives careful consideration. He examines it. He gives it forethought. He stops and plans and purposes, and he begins to count it and begins to thoroughly look and consider it. That's the idea in the Bible here of a prudent man. The Bible says the prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself. Now we know this, that God has given man a natural ability of observation and communication. We have natural eyes. And we have natural ears and senses. We have the mental power of reason. And so God gives us that ability listen with observing and communicating to be aware of the outcomes of certain actions or certain things. And so there are things that I will avoid in my life if all possible. Because not only have I observed it, I have had the communication of others who have observed it and had the communication of those who have experienced it. There are things that I highly respect that I realize they are potentially dangerous. And so God gives us that natural ability, and most of us are keenly aware of that. If we have a right mind and we have maturity, then we become very aware of the dangers of life. And certainly, it motivates and has an influence on everything we do. Someone said, I'm no financial counselor, but somebody said, probably a good stock investment for people in the future is security companies. Because they've got to continue in a continual basis. Why? Because of the lack of security we feel in our current environment. And certainly, we do all measure of things to secure ourselves. We're aware of it. And we have lost many of our liberties because of this environment. And so, you and I, we stop and consider it. I think about, especially in relationship to women today, in places they go and things they have to consider. And going shopping. I wouldn't go to that mall in Durham, no matter what time it was. Broad daylight, 10 o'clock in the morning, 12 o'clock noon. I tell you, that's just not a place I want to go to. Matter of fact, when Rhonda and I first moved here almost 15 years ago, we occasionally went to Rocky Mount Mall. I don't do that anymore either. I gave that up 5 years ago. You say, why? Well, you take a trip on there Friday night and then you'll understand that. Okay? You'll understand. And so we're aware of that. It motivates a lot of what we do. So it's not that people aren't considerate about their security. They're very considerate. Most people in their right mind who have some level of maturity, they work at it. It's on their mind. It's a part of the everyday life. It's a consideration they make with every move they make, every decision they make. And this is the natural basis of prudence that God gives to all of us. But can I say that? It is the lowest form of prudence. It is the most base because it's limited. It's limited to the realm of the natural and material world. It's also the lowest form of prudence because it tends to promote a self-reliance. That is, that we do everything in our power to secure ourselves. And yet, we are limited to do that, aren't we? We're very limited. We use what resources we have, but we do feel those limitations. But here's something we learn, that as we begin to open the Scriptures and begin to read and learn of what God reveals to us, we know that the evils of this life, listen, are not only seen, but they are unseen. They're unseen. And God has communicated us through His Word to let us know of the unseen dangers of life. And so prudent foresight requires more than observation. This prudent man that foreseeth the evil and hideth himself, listen, is a man who has gone beyond the limitations of his natural ability to observe the dangers. Here's a man who foreseeth the evil, not simply by observing, but also by the revelation of God's truth. Now, it's amazing that even those who call the name Christ as their Savior, how seemingly men do not have the same level of prudence when it comes to the unseen enemies of life. I have witnessed in my lifetime homes that the devil destroyed. But those same homes had deadbolts, and some of them had alarm systems on the doorways and entrances to their homes. These people were aware They were not dumb to the fact that there are dangers. And so they sought with some expense and with daily activity. They would not go to bed at night until the doors had been secured. So they were willing to put forth some type of an effort to secure themselves. And so usually someone in the family was designated, usually Mama. Mama would get up and she would check the doors. Same way at my house. I said, "You check the door?" "No." Now she don't even ask. "Just go check the door set." But I didn't check it. And make sure the door's locked. And so man's willing to put forth effort to secure himself. And we make other efforts, don't we? So we're willing to work at it. It's important. Our life matters. We're concerned. And listen, not only ourselves, not only our material structures, but boy, we spend a good amount of time and effort, consideration to protect, listen, our loved ones. Right? I don't care how old you are, your mama's going to worry you to death until she finds out you're okay. Mama's 86. She'll call me, "Something wrong? I haven't heard from you in a while. Everything okay?" "Yes, ma'am. Doing fine. I am your mother. The last time I got sick, I didn't call her right away. Boy, I got a lecture. I am your mother. I need to know these things and I can pray for you. I might not do anything about it, but I sure can pray. And your mother should not be the last one to find out." Woo! 86. She can still make a good point. Still one of the best preachers in the family, though she doesn't preach outside the home. And I agree. And so listen, we're willing to make an effort. But what's the problem? The problem is this. And that is that God has opened the Word of God to us and revealed that the unseen dangers are greater than the seen. That's what your Creator said. Your Creator, the one who knows all things, has informed us that the spiritual dangers of life are greater than the physical. What's the bad part? We don't really believe that. Why? Because the things that the Scripture give us in order to find ourselves security, to find ourselves, listen, not being exposed to those dangers and not falling to temptation. Many of those things we take very lightly. As I mentioned, I have seen homes wrecked and destroyed. You know why? Because, listen, their fathers and mothers sought with all their strength consideration to secure the safety of their children. And they knew where they were and what they were doing and where they went and who they were with and had deadbolts upon the door and checked the beds every night and make sure they were all right. And they called when they were visiting Grandma and made sure everything was all right. But the whole time the devil had an open door policy to their little minds and began, listen, to corrupt them and destroy them right before their eyes. Why? Because of a lack of prudence. The prudent man foreseeth the evil, and he hideth himself. A prudent man is a man, listen, who goes beyond just the natural observation of the physical, material enemies of life. And listen, he begins to open the Word of God and realize there are unseen dangers that God is telling me about that I need to protect myself and my family and my friends and my church people and others. I need, listen, to consider those and foresee the evil and hide myself. And so, you say, "Preacher, what's missing?" Well, you know where the prudent foresight of unseen things come from? Come from faith. Do we believe what God is telling us? Do we believe it? It's faith. Why? Because faith alone exposes the unseen dangers of life. Why? Because I can't see them. I can't experience them. I have not been there to observe them. God tells me they're there. God tells me what they are and what they will do. And so by faith, I believe in God, though I have not seen it. That's where faith comes in. And faith is of the things that are unseen. Hebrews tells us that in chapter 11 when he begins to give us that description. He says, by faith we understand that the world was framed by the Word of God. Why? Because we don't see it. Wasn't there. But by faith I have understanding. I wasn't there when the world was created, but I know exactly how it's created. You know why? Because I believe what God said. I wasn't there, but I believe God was there. He told me. That's what God's Word is, you know? God told me, but do you believe it? Do you believe God is a man of His Word? Is he a God of his word? And so, listen, I stand upon the testimony of an eyewitness. You go to the professor, he wasn't there. He didn't see it. Well, why in the world do you believe in creation? I have an eyewitness. Who is it? God. And he told me. You know what? I'm going to take his word, not yours. Let God be true and every man to lie. And so I'm going to take God's word for it. That's what I stand on. I stand on the witness of God himself. And so faith, by faith we understand, by faith, that listen, we develop this prudence of life to foresee the evil, and listen, we make the corrections now, we hide ourselves now, because of that evil that God has revealed. And so notice here with me, not only prudence, but also providence. The act of providing. God has provided for us. God did not leave man without resources against the dangers of life. God gave you life. God wants to save the life. Right? God loves you. He wants you to have life and have it more abundantly. That's why Jesus came. In that same context, he said the devil's a liar, the father of it. And listen, he's a thief and a robber. And he came to destroy and take away life. I come that I might give it and give it abundantly. He wants you to live. And so God has not left us without means whereby we can foresee the danger. We've already talked about the reason, the ability in the natural mind, the natural faculties, to be able to perceive the natural dangers of life. We're keenly aware of those. We learn them quickly. But the second thing God gives us in the act of providence not only was a reason, the ability to reason, but also revelation. That is the very Word of God. Faith is not blind. Listen, it is not baseless, but is founded upon the revelation of God. God unfolds for us the things we do not see, and He warns us and tells us of these dangers. And so a prudent man is a man who takes in all information that he has received, and he foresees the evil. And so we find the importance of the Word of God. Now, let's get down to the hard part of where we live. Preacher, unless there's some strange occurrence, I do not go to bed at night until I've looked in on my children and I have locked those doors. Well, that's good. Man, secure himself. Kind of world we live in. Nothing wrong with that. How about your Bible? Well, I read it every now and then. Now, wait a minute. To one, he's very faithful. To the other, he's not. That's a lack of prudence that comes by faith. Because he's keenly aware of the dangers that may come against his family in the darkness of the night, in the physical realm, material realm of life. And so he's faithful at it. He's faithful at it. He's faithful at it. The door's locked. Looked in, my children all in. They're not in, I'm on the phone. Where are they? He's faithful at it. He's faithful at it. He's faithful at it. But wait a minute. Church time can't find them. Time to open the Word of God in daily devotion. Ain't got time. hadn't prayed in a while. And yet God reveals to us, listen, to the evils unseen are greater danger than the evils we do see. But by faith, that is discerned. By faith, that is evaluated. By faith, listen, that becomes a reality. And so by faith, it becomes a consistent practice in our life because I am aware of those dangers. Isaiah 5:21, woe unto him unto them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. The great providence of God, His Word, the revelation of things unseen, unknown, exposed to us the great evils. Listen to what Jesus said, Luke 12, verse 5. But I will forewarn you whom ye shall fear. Fear him which after he hath killed hath power to cast into hell. Yea, I say unto you, fear him. You know what the Bible tells us in 1 Peter, I believe it's 1:8? But the devil, as a what? Roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Huh? By faith, that becomes a reality in our life, and the prudent man takes it seriously. For when God chose by the Holy Ghost, listen, to give you a metaphor, He chose the roaring lion, listen, which was intended to give you a picture of death and terror and brutality when you foresee the devil and his word. If the circus was coming to Lewisburg, and they put out an emergency signal across your TV and radio and said, we were traveling through the Bunn-Lewisburg area. We had a tragic accident. And our lions and tigers are loose. And there's a dozen of them. And they were last seen on Alford Mill Road. I am not playing in the yard. My children are not playing in the yard. Well, I'd say grandchildren now. Grandchildren are not playing in the yard. When my wife is headed home, I'm calling on the cell phone, do not get out of that car until I go and make sure. She will get what she's always wanted. An open door and an escort. Amen. Get inside. I would take that thing pretty seriously, wouldn't you? And listen, the Bible is trying to awaken us to the reality of the danger, and we take it in a ho-hum fashion. We can show our natural abilities. We show our natural side. We show our earthly side because we are faithful when it comes to securing ourselves from physical danger. But in the aspect of the spiritual dangers, we're very casual and inconsiderate of what God is trying to reveal to us. That prudent man foreseeth the evil. Faith is what stirs our heart to take the warning seriously. The Bible reminds us concerning the dangers of sin. The Bible said, but every man is tempted when he's drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. How much more serious could the Bible be? If sin, left to do its work, it does destroy. It destroys. And so, you know what? A prudent man, when he recognizes the presence of sin in his life, you know what he wants? Get it out. Because of the power of sin that remains. Remember, the Bible pictures it as leaven in the lump. If left in that lump, it will infiltrate every aspect of your being. And then the Bible pictures it as leprosy in the Scripture. Listen, it spreads fast, it's contagious, and it's terminal. And so the Bible illustrates for us the seriousness of sin. So when sin is discovered, it needs to be not trivialized, not color-coded. It needs to be washed in the blood by our confession and get it out. Isn't it amazing what a little thing can do? One day, years ago, I woke up, the whole side of my mouth, where you said, swole up. I thought, oh, what in the world? I couldn't distinguish the pain. I just knew this whole top side up here was killing. And so I looked in the mirror the best I could. You know what that's like, trying to look in the mirror, you know. And trying to figure, and my gums were all swollen. And so I thought, what in the world? So I said, well, I'm going to have to go to the dentist. But you know how we are. We're going to wait until we're dying and then have to go. So I, you know what I did? I took a bunch of salt water. And I just put salt all up there. Just put it all over the place. And of course, my whole father, I'll draw it up after all the salt. Just draw it up like you'd had an Novocaine. And the whole thing. And you know what happened? It caused that gum to recede. And when it did, I was looking. And you know what? I saw something. You know what it was? A popcorn kernel had got in there and caused that whole mess. When I got the popcorn kernel out, did some more salt, the next day, I was fine. That one little piece of kernel had jammed up in there. And you know what? I've seen people get in trouble because of a thorn. And we were talking about this morning, that infection set in. And I knew a lady, I pastored her mama, and she said, please pray for my daughter. I knew her. She wasn't saved, wasn't living right, and I knew her. And come to find out, listen, the next thing I know, she's in the hospital, and they're doing everything they can to save her arm. They finally traced it back because they couldn't figure out how in the world this infection had gotten so bad. They began asking her questions and tracing back the things she'd done because she didn't tell them. She had had a very small cut on her hand. And she had cleaned out a fish aquarium. It became, listen, a flesh-eating disease in her arm. And they barely were able to save it. Thought for a while they'd amputate. You know what the Bible's trying to get us to realize? That's a picture of sin that lingers. It has to be gotten rid of. You see, the prudent man, he takes what God has revealed because God gave him more than a reason, more than just a mind, more than these faculties. God has brought to us through the revelation of all the unseen dangers, and God reveals to us they're far more serious than the physical dangers which we are faithful to secure ourselves and family, and has warned us that there are spiritual dangers and they're unseen and they will destroy. And so, that prudent man foreseeth that evil, and he hideth himself. Now, notice here, he hideth himself. You know what that means? That means the man realized that he was no match for the potential danger and threat that was against him. There are times when you and I have to stand, right? There are times we need to run. Read the story of Joseph, right? She grabbed him by the coat. He left that thing there and made a quick trail out of that thing. And there's times we need to hide. Here is the blessed, wonderful part. And that is, God not only provides, a reason, natural ability. God provides a revelation, but God also provides a refuge for man. Because you know what? These enemies He has revealed to us, they'll whip you like you've never been whipped before. For we're talking about supernatural power. We're talking about things that overcome. We read of the bonding power of sin. We read of the dangers of the demonic forces and the devil and the powers of temptations and the powers of the world. But thank God He has provided for us a refuge. That refuge is He Himself. Because God is able to secure us. God is able to keep us. And the dangers, that we face, we cannot overcome. We cannot subdue. But God can. And so God offers to us a refuge. The prudent man hides himself in God by faith. Thank God tonight we hide ourselves in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank God what a refuge we have in the precious blood. When sin has come into our life, we have no power, no ability to get rid of it, no power to free us from its bondage and its hold and its corruptive nature upon our life. But I can run to the blood and thank God, just as Naaman dipped in those rivers having that leprosy. Thank God when he came out of that river, he was made clean. That river, according to the Word of God and God's command and His faith, was a refuge for him. And he came to it and God cleansed him from all that sin. And thank God, when we have sin upon us, I can't get rid of it. It's greater than me. It will overwhelm me. It puts me in bondage, but I run to the blood of Christ. Thank God. It cleanses me and breaks that bondage and sets me free. Thank God for the refuge we have in the blood of Christ. Thank God He provides a refuge in the Word of God. Thy Word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against Thee, the psalmist said in 119:11. The Bible says, Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in Thy Word. We hide ourselves in the grace of God. God, I can't make it. God, I can't do it. God, I can't stand. God, I can't endure. God, I don't have the ability. But we can run, hide ourselves in God. And we find the sufficiency of God's grace, who is a refuge for us. One of my favorite verses in the Old Testament, Deuteronomy 33:27. The eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms, and he shall thrust out the enemy from before thee, and shall say, destroy them. The eternal God is thy refuge. Thank God he has provided for us, our protection, our security, our strength, our ability. God is able to maintain our joy. God is able to maintain our peace. God maintains our righteousness. God maintains our path. When we come to Him, we foresee the evil, and so we run to God. Maybe the temptation of sin. What do you do when you face that temptation and you feel the strength of it? I'll tell you what you run to God. When you face the trial, the burdens of the trial get intense. God, I don't think I can hold up. I don't think I can stand it. Don't think I can go on. What do? We run to God, and God gives of His strength unto us. When we come to the place where our joy is gone, God, I don't have any. We run to Him as our refuge. God, would you give me your joy? Give me your joy. Jesus promised the disciples in the upper room in John 14:15-16, in that portion of Scripture, God said, My peace I give unto you. Not yours, it's mine, but I'll give you mine. The joy of the Lord is our strength. It's not my joy, it's the joy that comes from Him. It's His joy, and He gives it to me. God is our refuge. The Bible says the Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in time of trouble. 1 Peter 1:5 says, Who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed the last time. The providence of God, God has provided for us a refuge. There are times, we need to run and hide. And as Jesus said in His desire to do that for Jerusalem, Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stonest them that are sent unto thee, how oft I would gather thee, that hen would gather her chicks under her wing. What a great picture. God saw and foresaw, Jesus foresaw the destruction of Jerusalem. and foretold not one stone left by another. But he lamented and cried out what I would do if you would seek me as your refuge. It'd be like that mother hen gathering those chicks under her wing. Thank God tonight, listen, God has provided a refuge. That prudent man, that man, listen, who's able to foresee the evil, has a hiding place. And when I think about not only the personal aspect of life, but I think about the world and where it's going and the last days and all the Bible describes of it, when I think about the rise of the great Antichrist and the rise of that powerful forces that are against him, when I think about the rise of all evil, thank God tonight I have a refuge in the Lord. Thank God I am safe in Him. When we are overwhelmed by it all, we have a refuge in the Lord to go and hide ourselves. And how precious it is when we gather ourselves unto Him and we sneak into that cleft of the rock, knowing that God will keep us and protect us from all those things that are more powerful than we. Thank God we have a refuge. The prudent man. Would to God that we could all grow in faith, that our spiritual protection would be the same as our physical protection. Would to God we would grow in faith to the place that we would take seriously our spiritual enemies as we do our physical enemies. Then you and I would have truly understood what it meant to be a prudent